Good morning, thanks for tuning in and welcome to the final trading session of the week, which is going to kick off with a slight loss as far as the ASX 200 is concerned. So the futures finished down by around 15 points or about 0.2%. Really in the scheme of things, just a bit of noise considering that the markets have been on quite a decent upswing as far as the last couple of days are concerned. And that of course includes what we've seen in the US. Although last night you could reasonably consider the session to be one of consolidation after the outsized improvements that we saw the day before. And to put that into context, the S&P 500 essentially finished flat last night. But in the previous night, of course, the index rallied by around 3%. Responding to the comments made by the US Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell about the possibility, or at least thinking about the scope for moderating the pace of rate hikes. He mentioned a lot of other stuff, it must be said, in the speech to the Brookings Institution in relation to the risks still facing the economy, the issue of managing inflation over the course of the longer term, but the markets just chose to focus on that one element of his speech, which is fair enough, and that has resulted in a very rapid readjustment of expectations around what the Fed is going to do when they meet for their rate decision in December. So previously the thinking was that we'd see rates hiked by 0.75%. That was hand in glove with the conversations that we'd heard from the more hawkish members of the Fed, James Bullard in particular. But what we've seen in the last day is those long-term bond yields and short-term bond yields for that matter fall or rise in price by about 0.25%. And that has been a reflection of what Mr. Powell said. So that has been a factor last night, those bond yields consolidating at lower levels. And that was helped by what we saw in terms of economic news. Arguably, one of the most important features of the week in economic terms was the US PCE deflator. This is the measure of inflation that the US Fed looks at. And both the core and headline measure of the PCE deflator were in line with the market's expectations. The core moderating from 5.2% to 5%. So that in itself important, but the fact that it coincided with a moderating picture of inflation when it comes to the Eurozone, we saw that in the last day, the inflation numbers that we saw locally on Wednesday, the picture that we're seeing in global terms at the moment is one of moderating inflation. So it's a question of whether or not that continues. Of course, we know well that inflation remains sticky over the course of the longer term. It remains an issue. Issue that requires vigilance. So for the moment though, the markets are celebrating it, I suppose. So that is a significant outcome. You know, the German Bunds, for example, have fallen to their lowest levels in 3 months on the back of the euro area inflation moderating for the first time since June 21. Elsewhere, today we have seen the US dollar continue to moderate. So it's at a 4-month low against most other currencies in terms of the US dollar index. And that's why you're getting that supportive aspect of that coming through where commodity prices are concerned. So oil higher last night, gold higher, industrial metals were generally well bid last night. So that will support the local materials sector, which has been such a feature of the improvement that we've seen for the local share market over the course of the last month. So yes, I should mention that the manufacturing numbers that we saw out of the US were weaker than expected as well. So that was unwelcome, but the week will not finish until we get the non-farm payrolls or US employment report out of the way tonight. In many respects, this result has been de-risked in terms of what we've heard from Mr. Powell and with the inflation numbers last night. If we see a particularly weak number, that will just consolidate the view that the US Fed for the time being might just have to cool its jets a little bit when it comes to rate hikes. So an interesting session looms as far as today and tonight is concerned in the US. Make sure you have a great weekend. Thanks for tuning in this week.